Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, ist der Mai, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. So what did we learn in the previous Mishnahs? We learned that a guest can make a Tanai in Erev Shabbos, how he's going to separate the Demai tomorrow, when he's going to be by the Balabayas, even though there are problems with it because it's not his until tomorrow, but somehow we worked it out. We also learned in regard to drinking, he makes a Tanai, what's left at the bottom of the Kaisis, Trumas Mais. Zak the Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masecht is Demai, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. In the first two Mishnahs, we were talking about a guest. Now we're talking about a worker. Poyel, she'ena mamel balabayas. My balabas is giving me what to eat. I don't trust him when it comes to maestres. I have to take off maestres myself throughout the day. So what do I do? Now, I'm working with his payers. My balabas told me I can eat a certain amount of payers. But he's an amaretz. What if he didn't separate maestres the way he was supposed to? So I have to take off maestres before I eat them. But it's not like I have these payers in my possession right now to take off maestres on it. I don't take it at one time. As I'm working, you know, I have a fruit here, a fruit there. So I have to make some kind of tanai before I start that's going to cover the payers that I'm going to eat. If not, every single time I'm going to eat something, I have to start again the whole nusach. So what can I say at the beginning that's going to cover me for every single time I eat? By the way, there's a mitzvah in the Torah when a worker is working on the field, he should allow to eat the payrois. But we're not talking about payrois that are connected to the field. That's only by payrois that are connected. He's, let's say, sorting payrois that are already in bins or that are laying on the field. So Zakh the Mishnah. Once again, Masecht is Demai, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Poyel, we have a worker, she'ein imam in the balabayas. He doesn't trust the balabayas when it comes to maestros. He's going to have to take off maestros himself from all the payrois he's going to be eating throughout the day. Zakt de Mishnah, noitel gregeres achas. He takes one dried fig. Let's say, to make things simple, he was promised he could take 100 figs. So he takes one dried fig. V'oimer, and he says, zu, this dried fig, v'tesha b'asechra, plus another 9, that I'm going to take from the balabayas, asuyais meiser, that's going to be my meiser rishon, al tishim, on the remaining 90, shani oichel, that I plan on eating, because he gave me an allotment, he told me I could eat 100 figs, throughout the day. So I'm not going to do this every single time I take a fig, but to start with, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to say this fig, plus the next 9 figs that I'm going to take, that's my meiser, that's my meiser for the next 90, but zu, this very first one, asuya trumas meiser alein. This is my trumas meiser for the next knot. And of course, that he can't eat. That has to go to the kain. Afterwards, he says, meiser sheni b'achroina. Meiser sheni should take effect on the 9 figs that come afterwards. Umechul ala mois. And that's automatically going to be transferred over to money that I set aside for this. Afterwards, he's going to give the kain the first dried fig. And he can eat the rest, and everything is fine. But he has to remember, the chaysech, he has to deduct gregeres echas. In other words, at the end of the day, you're only eating 99 figs, not 100. Because one went for trumas meiser. Yeah, but being that one went for trumas meiser, can't I take an additional fig? So I get my 100 that I'm supposed to eat? So let me understand this. He wants to do what? He wants to replace the fig that he separated as trumas meiser. Because after all, his employer said, you can have 100. So the Mishnah, you can't do that. You have no right to take it. Because that means at the end you're taking 101 figs. And you didn't make a deal with him that you can take 101 figs. You're now allowed to steal from the balabayas. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, lo yachsach. No. You shouldn't hold back on that last fig. You eat 100 figs. That means I'm taking 101. One I have to put away to give to the kayan. I'm still taking another 100? Yeah, but you have to pay for it. You're going to have to pay for that extra fig. But you have to pay and eat the extra fig. Well, why can't I say, I don't want to buy a fig over here. So fine, I'll only eat 99. No. If you're going to eat less, you won't have enough kayak to work. whatever deal you made with the Baal HaBayis, he understands you're eating 100 figs, you're going to have X amount of kaichas. You're eating one fig less, you don't have so many kaichas. Ah, so Rav Shimon Gamliel is moided to the Tanakama. The boss doesn't have to give him an extra fig. But while the Tanakama says, fine, just eat 99, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, as far as the agreement is concerned, your boss thinks he's getting a strong worker that's going to do the work of someone who ate 100 figs throughout the day, and you're only eating 99. You can't do that. The attacker can't take an extra one on your own, but you have to buy an extra one and eat it. Reb Yossi says, lo yachzach. No, he can eat 100. He doesn't have to buy an extra fig. But wait a second. The boss said he can take 100 of these dried figs. One went for Trumas Meiser. That leaves 99. If he's going to eat 100, that means he's taking one extra one. Nishkefalach, says Reb Yossi. And they shoot Tanai Bezdin. It's like a Tanai Bezdin. It's a Tanai Bezdin that the employer, the one he's working for, has to make up for the Trumas Meiser that he took off. Bezdin says, Trumas Meiser, under these circumstances, that's the Baal HaBayis' problem. What about Meiser Sheni? The Baal HaBayis also has to give Meiser Sheni. No, that we're going to say, don't take an extra one. Here you're going to have to redeem it, even though it's going to cost you money to redeem it. But the Meiser, you could eat it. But as far as the fig that you gave away for Trumas Meiser, you can take an extra one. And you don't have to pay for it, says Rav Yossi. So we have three shitas over here. And again, we're talking about a worker who doesn't trust his Baal HaBayis. He's working on the field. The deal was that he gets to eat 100 figs throughout the day. So he starts out by saying, okay, I understand 10 have to be separated as Meiser Rishon. So we're going to do it again. We're not going to do 10. We're going to do 1 plus 9. The 1 will be Trumas Meiser. And then out of what's left, I have to separate Meiser Sheni. That's going to get transferred to money that I set aside. The one fig that he separated as Trumas Meiser, that has to go to the Kayan. How much does he eat? The Tanakhama says you eat 99. One is going to go to the Kayan. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no. You can't take an extra one. But you can't eat 99 when the boss thinks you're eating 100, because the agreement that you made with him is based on the fact he's going to have a worker that's going to have the strength of a person that eats 100. So you have to buy an extra fig and eat it. Rabbi Yossi says, no, take an extra fig. You don't have to pay for it, because it's a Tanai Bezdin that the boss has to supply the Trumas Meiser. So Mamela, you can take your 101st fig and you don't have to pay for it.